The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to them, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. In today's gospel, Christ mentions a daily cross. Not a once-in-a-lifetime cross, not a cross hung on our walls, not the cross in our churches, not the countless crosses that adorn the cathedrals of the world, but a daily cross for you and I. It's no accident that this gospel passage appears today during Lent. Throughout this season, and indeed throughout our lives, we will come upon crosses that are easily and readily identified. But what about the small crosses of our day? The rude customer at the store, the bad driver on the highway, the angry boss, the loud neighbor, the child throwing a tantrum. Not every cross is as large as Christ's, as large as the martyrs, but every cross is meant to be taken up daily. So take up the cross of patience, the cross of charity, the cross of humility. Christ has taken up his cross and has given us the command to pick up our own. But the good news here is that we don't pick up these crosses alone. For Christ takes them up with us.